Also on the top five today, the United States says it wants a new government in Lebanon. The US says that the Lebanese need to elect leaders who will be able to deal with the threat of a spillover from the crisis. In Syria, that is. The announcement comes following last week's deadly bomb blast that killed police intelligence chief Wissam al-Hassan. The US State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland warned that the murder of Hassan could plunge the country into a political crisis. The opposition in Lebanon have accused Syrian President Bashar Assad of responsibility and have asked Prime Minister Najib Mirati to resign. But many observers say this is a plot by US and Israeli intelligence to stir unrest in Lebanon and alienate the supporters of the Syrian government. The US announced that it will send an FBI team to help investigate the deadly bombing. Let's get some reaction from Washington now. I'm joined from Washington by Sayed Ali Wassef, President of the Society for International Reforms and Research. Welcome to the program, sir. And Mr. Wassef, the U.S. is supporting efforts to topple the government in Lebanon. Is that something legal under international law, to blatantly and openly say that?
Of course not. But the problem with this word, topple, it has different meanings and connotations. Depending on when and where are you using this word, topple. Lebanon is a democracy. So I don't know how would the U.S. government or its intelligence agencies would try to topple an elected government by the people. So by all means, the government in Lebanon is a true representative of its people. It's an elected government. So I don't know how would the U.S. do this kind of illegal act in the open. So first, the second definition of this toppling of a government, which comes under the international legal norms as illegal, is of course staging a coup d'etat, taking advantage of the security and military forces to stage a coup d'etat and topple a government, be that an elected government or any other form of governance.
Right. Now,
so as yet, we don't know the kind of strategy the U.S. would adopt, if it adopts.
Indeed. Well, why do you think the U.S. is looking for instability in Lebanon? What do you think it will benefit from instability in Lebanon?
Well, it's so simple. I think every child in that area now knows the kind of politics, the geopolitics being pursued there in that region. It's totally a politics or a power play or a race going on for influence there in terms of resistance and in terms of U.S. pressure in that region. So the U.S., with its allies like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, and so on, they are there to support the policies there in support of monarchies and support of dictatorial regimes. And on the other hand, it's Iran, the superpower of that region, and Russia, China, and so on, and Lebanon, of course, and Syria. They are the countries which are the countries of resistance. So resistance from the international capitalist movement, from the international neo-imperialism. So this is the tussle going on between the resistance movement there, led by Iran in the region and supported by Russia and China. And on the other hand, the NATO forces and the EU. I'm surprised that even a neutral country like Switzerland has now jumped in and has lost its five decades of neutral status and is now supplying weapons, right, and is financing and funding the terrorists in Lebanon and in Syria. So Lebanese political structure is based on consociational principles. That is, power-sharing mechanism on the basis of population. So it's a proportionate power-sharing mechanism called consociationalism. So I think it would be difficult for any power to topple the government in Lebanon because it would destabilize the region and it could spill over in the region. That would cost, I think, a third world war. So it is a kind of playing with fire, and I wouldn't recommend anybody to do that.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. My thanks to Sayed Ali Wasef, President of Society for International Reforms and Research from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.